Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Brad Forder, Director of Programming for the Environmental Film Festival in the nation's capital,
which is returning for a special fall showcase on November 12th through the 18th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you, Jason. And, you know, this does feel a bit like deja vu because the last time we spoke, it was before our March festival, which was canceled, you know, obviously due to the pandemic. But thanks for having us on again. And you know, back in March, we very quickly shifted gears when the in-person festival was canceled. We were able to get about half of our lineup online. So the fall showcase really that is coming up, as you mentioned, November 12th through 18th, it's a way to support the films that we weren't able to back in the spring. So we've got about a total of 50 films. And again, we're just looking forward to kind of sharing this with the audience, obviously in a new way, kind of via this kind of new online platform that we're looking at.
So these are all virtual. Do they buy a ticket per screening, or is there a way to get like a full festival pass where they can watch it all online, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll have passes available for those that want to kind of tune in throughout the entire 12th through 18th. And then we also have individual tickets. So prices are $10 per program, but most of the programs are going to be free. And we have a combination too of like we usually do with feature documentaries and short documentary programs as well. The other thing I'll mention, like most of the programs will have conversations attached. That's something that we always like to do. Many will be recorded, but then we're also continuing to think of ways to engage the audience. And so we will have live conversations with some of these films as well. And all this information too, Jason, is on our website, dceff.org.
Awesome. All right, let's dive in. Tell me about some of the films. I know we don't have time to do all of them, but you know, what's one of the main ones that we should be checking out?
Absolutely. So we're kicking things off on the 12th with a film called Akabongo. And this actually was a film that would have been our opening night in March. It's going to be a one-time only screening. So you can only tune in on the 12th for this one. Directors are Derek and Beverly Jobert. They're award winners, they're conservationists, great photographers as well. But the film, it's a poetic look at the great river, the Akabongo in Botswana. And the river really is the main character in this film, but it's beautifully shot and it's kind of a great appreciation for nature and really showing kind of what's at stake in terms of conservation there in Botswana. So we're looking forward to that one for sure. Another film, it's another feature documentary, and I'm anxious to share this with our audience too. This was one that we were going to premiere back in the spring. It's called Flint, and it's narrated, produced by Alec Baldwin. The director is Anthony Baxter, and he spent about 4 years on the ground in Flint, Michigan, following citizens, activists in the Flint area who are fighting the environmental injustice issues that continue to continue to follow the water crisis there. So that's going to be Flint, and we have a great conversation lined up for that with Anthony, the director, and some residents of Flint, because like I said, that continues to be an issue. And then also one other that I'll mention, you know, in addition to these films that we had selected in the spring, we also have a few new films that have come out. And one I'll mention is called Entangled. The director is David Abel. And David brings a journalistic approach to all of his projects. We're excited to have him back at the festival. But he himself, he's a Pulitzer Prize winner. He works for the Boston Globe. But this particular film focuses on conservation efforts for the North Atlantic right whale. So again, David Abel will be back, and we're glad to have him. And we'll have a live discussion as well surrounding that film. Also, in addition to features, we will have a lot of shorts in the program. And one short that I'll bring up, it was an award winner for us this year. It was one of our best short. It won Best Short Award. We call it the Eric Mill Award for Best Short. It's directed by Fraser Jones, and it's following grassroots organizers in Uniontown, Alabama, who basically are fighting industrial polluters there. It's a short, but it really is an impactful story, and Fraser does a great job of telling that story in a short period of time. So again, that's called Union Town. So again, we have about 50 films that will be in the lineup, and we're excited to share them. And it's, again, we've been working with this new online platform through the summer, and excited to share it in this way with the audience.
Sounds like some great films in there. Before we run, you know, just big picture it for me. You know, obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic. We have an election coming up, lots of talk of science and climate change and the like. You know, why is Environmental Film Festival something that, you know, is perfect and vital for folks to tune into at this point in our history?
Absolutely. Well, and I think, you know, film is such a great way to communicate these issues. And one thing that we like to do as well, we like to showcase the art of filmmaking, you know, the amount of energy that these filmmakers have put into it. We want to support the filmmakers. The other side of it too is we like to use these films as springboards for additional conversation about these important issues as you're talking about, as we are going into this election, as we continue you know, fighting climate change and making sure that the right elements are in place so that we can make the right decisions about the planet. And I think, you know, doing it right now has been interesting. I think with a lot of, you know, live event organizers, other film festivals, it's been an interesting pivot into this kind of virtual territory even. But one thing we're finding, you know, a positive in all of this for us as we are going virtual is we're able to cast a wider net. So we're able to tell these important stories visually to a wider audience. So we're getting outside of the DC area. And that's a big thing with this is accessibility and making people aware of all of these issues. Film is a great way to do that. So it's been a great opportunity to kind of build our audience right now, you know, even though this is kind of a new platform for everyone. And also it's been a great opportunity to connect with filmmakers, you know, and this is another thing kind of, you know, talking about kind of the new virtual platform we're in. I had a conversation with a filmmaker the other night, and he's located in Los Angeles. The subject of his film is located in Cambodia. He's a journalist there. This is a film, Current Sea, that's also in our lineup in November. I was sitting on my couch in Washington, D.C. So we're able to kind of get around travel logistics and things like that to reach out to more people as well for these important conversations that follow all our films.
That's great, man. Well, again, everyone, it's called the Environmental Film Festival in the nation's capital. The fall showcase coming November 12th through the 18th. So check it out. Head over to dceff.org. Hey, thanks, man. It's always great talking with you.
Great. Thank you, Jason. Thanks again.